USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The former special counsel who released a report criticizing the FBI's investigation into alleged ties between Russia and the Trump campaign is testifying before Congress.
We charged a former FBI agent who pleaded guilty to the felony offense of altering and fabricating a portion of a document used to obtain a surveillance of a United States citizen.
John Durham told lawmakers Wednesday the FBI acted negligently by opening the investigation. In his final report, Durham recommended no changes to the FBI or the way it operates. Hunter Biden is scheduled to appear in a Delaware courthouse next month to plead guilty to two tax misdemeanors as part of a plea agreement. The president's son is also expected to admit to illegally possessing a gun in 2018. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress should stay out of ethics issues relating to the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court, in my view, can't be dictated to by Congress.
His comments come as Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee plan to mark up Supreme Court ethics reform bills in early July. Congress will be starting from scratch, figuring out how to regulate rapidly evolving AI technology.
I laid out my ideas about a comprehensive framework Congress can use to supercharge AI innovation in a safe and responsible way.
That's what Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters Wednesday as he unveiled his possible AI regulation. Search efforts for the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic are intensifying. Retired Navy submarine Captain Brad McDonald says the less than 24 hours of oxygen remaining is not the issue.
It's more like this vessel is flooded and it's full of water, and that's the problem.
Underwater noises were heard, but the Coast Guard said searches have not yielded any results. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The man accused of leaking sensitive Pentagon documents is pleading not guilty to federal charges. Jack Teixeira appeared in a Massachusetts courtroom Wednesday. A week after being indicted, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman faces 6 counts of willful transmission of national defense info. Democrats in Congress are reintroducing the Equality Act, they say, to protect LGBTQ people from discrimination.
The legislation comes as several states in the past year have passed bills Democrats claim target the LGBTQ community, including Florida's parental rights bill. The Equality Act would expand federal civil rights to stop discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in areas including employment, housing, education, federal funding, and others. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A new poll is showing an increase of Americans who believe a person's gender should be determined based on their biological sex. The poll was conducted by NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist. It says 61% of Americans define gender as the sex listed on a person's original birth certificate. That's up over 10% from last year. A professional soccer player is recovering due to a spider bite. Inter Miami goalkeeper Nick Marsman was bitten by a poisonous spider while visiting a zoo, hospitalized for 3 days. Now he's back home with family. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.